Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Blind Geek Zone podcast. I'm Dustin Figg, and let me start out by saying that this is my first podcast for BGZ, and it is also my first attempt at a podcast in general. So hopefully this will go well, and hopefully I can keep everyone entertained. So let's just jump right into this podcast, shall we? All right, what I'm going to be reviewing today and talking about is a USB hub. This is a 7-port USB hub with power switches. Now, I got this USB hub from a site called ThinkGeek. That's ThinkGeek. And that's where I got this from. What you get in the package is you get the USB hub itself. It's plastic. You also get the USB cable to connect it to the computer. And finally, you get a AC adapter that goes with it, and I'll explain what that AC adapter is for in just a little bit. So let me start out by describing the hub itself. As far as how long it is, it's about the length, it's a little bit longer than your average size candy bar, if you can picture that. It's a little bit less than an inch thick, and from front to back, it's about an inch long from front to back. When you take it out of the package, you should be able to notice right away where the actual ports are. And with that being said, let's talk about the proper orientation for this hub. You want the ports facing you. So if you were sitting in a chair, you want the switches facing away from you and the ports facing towards you. On the front face of the unit that's closest to you, like I said, are your ports. On the left-hand side, there's nothing. Across the back, there's nothing. On the right-hand side, towards the rear of the hub, is your mini USB port, and that's used for connecting to the computer. And right below that is your port for your AC adapter. On the top of the unit, towards the rear, you'll feel where the switches are. These switches are flip switches, as you can hear. The part where the switch is set, you'll notice they're a little bit higher than the front part of the hub. The front part sort of slants down and then flattens out. Well, on that slanted part are LED lights. And for those of you with some usable vision, this will be helpful for you. Because for each port, there's a dedicated LED and switch for that port. And all 7 ports have that, the LED and the switch. So what the LEDs are for, if let's say I plug something into one of the ports, let's say I plug it into two, the second port. As soon as I turn port 2 on, the LED for port 2 comes on to indicate that that's on. And when you turn it off, the light goes off. For us who have no vision, when the switch is pushed to the left, the port is off. When it's pushed to the right, it's on. Or I should say, when it's flipped to the left, it's off. And when it's flipped to the right, it's on. So that's all there is on this hub. There's nothing else. Now, on other than what's on the bottom, I mean, on the bottom in the center, you've got a sticker, and then you've got six rubberized circular feet. And that's it. That's all there is to this. So let's talk a little bit about setting this thing up. It's pretty much, it's basically plug and play. There's nothing you have to install. This is compatible with Windows and Mac. So let me go ahead and demonstrate getting this hooked up. So I'm going to, let's see, put the hub beside me. I'm going to grab the USB cable. Given that I can find it with no problems. Alrighty. I'm going to plug one end, or I'm going to plug the smaller end into the USB hub itself. And then the other end I'm going to plug into the back of my desktop. Which I'm about ready to do now. Given that I can get it plugged in. And so it's basically ready to go. I've already pre-installed this USB hub, so, but regardless, if you get one of these and plug it in, it's going to say found new hardware, you know, it's going to bring up the found new hardware thing, and it's going to basically just go right on ahead and install it. This USB hub is 2.0 compatible. So, it will work with your USB 2.0 ports. And let's just go ahead and start out by, let's just plug something into it. So, all of the switches on the hub right now are in the off position. So, remember, if the switches are flipped to the left, they're off. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to plug a flash drive into the first port on the left. And I plugged it in. Now I'm going to flip the switch for that port on. And you get your hardware connected sound. And I should at this point be able to access my flash drive. And there it is. So now, let's say I'm done with my flash drive and I want to disconnect it. Now, as a rule of thumb, it's good to do the safely remove hardware. You know, you shouldn't just ever just jerk an external hard drive or flash drive out of a USB port. You take a risk of losing some data. But it's kind of funny because I say that and I'm guilty of it, and I'm sure we all are guilty of it. So, you know, it's not a big deal. But as a rule, as just kind of a, you know, rule of thumb, just, you know, it's always good to, you know, do a safely remove hardware, especially if you're not in a hurry. It just reinsures that, you know, your data on your flash drive is safe, before you disconnect. Well, with this hub, you don't have to worry about safely remove hardware. All I have to do when I've saved everything on my flash drive or copied everything over, you know, successfully, all I have to do is reach over here to this hub, turn off this power to the port where my flash drive is, just like this. I hear the hardware disconnected sound, and I can pull the flash drive out. That's all there is to it. That's how simple it is to use. And this is the same for every port on this hub. Here's the funny thing, though. What about connecting an external hard drive, which I'm going to demonstrate. I'm going to do that now. And this is going to be kind of interesting because at first I thought the hub was broke, but I've realized that I realized that there's a reason why, you know, why this situation came up. So what I'm going to do is I've got my hub still plugged in to the computer. I'm going to plug the external hard drive in. Now, I'm going to turn the port on where the external hard drive is connected. There's no sound. There's no hardware connected sound at all. Nothing. This, folks, is where I was almost thinking that this hub was broke, but it's not. And it's definitely not broke at all. What it is, I'm going to shut the port off. What it is the USB, or excuse me, the external hard drive is not receiving enough current to start up off of the hub. So what do you do at that point? Well, folks, this is where the AC adapter comes in. I'm going to go ahead and grab the AC adapter. If I can get it out of the mess of other wires and cables. I'm going to go ahead and plug this in. Okay, I've got one end plugged in. I got the wall wart end plugged into a power strip. And now I'm going to plug the other end into the USB hub. And if it'll go in there. Alright. So now at this point, I have the USB cable from the computer going from the computer into the USB hub, and I also have the AC adapter plugged in. Now, let's turn the port on for the external hard drive and see what happens. We now can access the external hard drive. So, what the whole deal with that is you have to have a little bit more power than what you get off of your USB ports to start up an external hard drive. So, if you want to hook up an external hard drive to this hub, you need to make sure not only is the hub connected to the computer, but it also needs to be connected to its AC adapter. And once you do that, it's just like you would do if you had a flash drive connected. Put stuff on it that you need to do. When you're done, just close out of everything, shut that port off, and disconnect it. All right, now here's something that's kind of interesting too. Let's say I wanted to connect my iPhone to charge. You can connect things to this hub without it being connected to the USB port and just only the AC adapter. So I'm going to disconnect the USB port cable from the hub and leave the AC adapter plugged in. Now, I can connect recorders and MP3 players and stuff up to it and turn, you know, those ports on, and those devices will charge just fine. But what if I wanted to connect my iPhone to it? I'm gonna grab my iPhone real quick. Now this, folks, is kind of interesting, like I said, because you're getting ready to see what happens when I do this. So, I hook my iPhone into the hub. Doesn't matter which port. Now remember, like I said, still just plugged into the AC adapter only, not to the computer. So I got the iPhone plugged into the second port. I'm going to flip that, turn that port on. Nothing happens. Now, watch this. I'm going to keep the iPhone plugged in. I've got that port turned off where the iPhone is. The hub is still plugged into the AC adapter, but when I turn that port on, it didn't charge my phone or anything. But once I plug the USB cable in, back into the hub, and then I turn the port for where the iPhone is back on, it charges. Yeah, go away, Jaws. Thanks. So, I just kind of find that interesting how those two things, you know, two situations end up working out. So if you want to charge your iPhone, you have to have both cables hooked up, the AC adapter and the USB cable for the hub. If you want to connect an external hard drive, you have to do the same thing. But I can hook my Olympus recorder up to it with the hub just being on the AC adapter, and it'll charge just fine. I just kind of find that a little bit strange, but I'm sure there's an explanation for it. So that's basically how this hub works. I hope that you all have enjoyed this review. If you want to know my overall opinion of the hub, I love it. I've had another USB hub in the past. It was a little 5-port. And I still use that. But I'll be using this 7-port USB hub with power switches a lot more than that one. So, like I say, this is a really good piece of hardware. I would encourage you to go on ThinkGeek's website and pick you up one of these. They're not very expensive at all. It's about 20, almost maybe $30. think it was like $29.90 something after shipping, with shipping included. So yeah, definitely go on ThinkGeek, just do a Google search for them and go on there and pick you one of these up. You won't be sorry you did. As far as who this would be good for those of you who have laptops with a limited number of ports, this would be good for you. Definitely gives you some expansion room, you know, some, definitely gives you some expansion. And, cause I know on a lot of your laptops, you only, you usually either get two or three ports. I haven't seen one with four, but the most I've seen on a laptop is three. So yeah, definitely, you know, definitely, if you get the chance, go on ThinkGeek, pick you up one of these, and, if you have any questions, comments, or anything like that that you would like to send to me, my email is capital D Fig, that's capital D, F as in Frank, I as in Igloo, G as in golf, 2011 at gmail.com. That's capital D F I G G 2011 at gmail.com. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. Hopefully I've been able to, like I said in the beginning, been able to keep you all entertained as much as possible, and I will see you on the next podcast. Y'all take care.